Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, with regard to the Brooklyn Bridge episode, it sounds to me like you don't believe any of it, George.
Frankly, no. Frankly, I don't. I knew Bud Hopkins as well. I like Bud Hopkins, and you have to look at the background before you look at the story. The background was that Bud Hopkins became the leading abduction researcher, and he found these people who are under regression hypnosis set. They'd had episodes with aliens. They'd been abducted, and he had a number of them. And of course, he was like a pop star. He had his groupies. He had most of his subjects, shall I call them, who said they'd been abducted and would go for sessions and do the Bud Hopkins Foundation. Most of them, I don't know, they were like groupies around a pop star. That's all I can say. And Bud Hopkins loved this, and he was frequently at UFO conferences. But Linda Napolitano and the Brooklyn Bridge one book, that's his chief number one subject, and she obviously wanted to be better than all the other abductees and make it all more interesting. She was a drama queen. She had all sorts of abductions going on. She was continually being pursued by aliens and also by government agents, men in black, if you like, and goodness knows what. And that book is all as relayed to Bud Hopkins by her, and also various communications which came from some of the other characters, shady characters, who he never met. And you can say it's a true story, because this is what he was told. But I somehow don't think it's a true story at all.
Well, there are aspects of that story that supposedly some well-known diplomat or political figure was on the bridge and actually witnessed her being transported out of the window. But after all attempts, nobody ever came forward. Nobody was really ever identified. It was all just a bunch of hearsay.
Well, the man in question was a very senior diplomat who if he wasn't actually Secretary General of the United Nations, was pretty close to that position. I forget his name now, but he, according to the account, had been in a motorcade with government protection at something like 2 a.m, and they had the motorcade of, I don't know, 4 or 5 cars had somehow paused somewhere near the Brooklyn Bridge, a place I know, and had observed all this going on. And Bud Hopkins, having been told this, I don't know whether he was told that by Linda Napolitano or not, tried to pin him down and tried to, whenever he appeared in public, Hopkins would pop up and say, "Tell us, is it true? Is it true?" Whatever his name was. "Did you see the abduction of Linda Napolitano?" And he said no. So, well, a lot of nonsense. He's really quite embarrassed. And he just sort of looked amazed. And he said not a word of truth in it. "I was not in any motorcade. I did not see the alleged UFO abduction taking place near the Brooklyn Bridge."
It makes you wonder how his name got associated with that.
Well, yeah, I must look back at my notes, but I wish I could remember the man's name, but I can't. He was senior Hispanic diplomat connected with the United Nations. I'm not sure he wasn't Secretary General of the United Nations, which is based in New York. Anyway, years ago, this should be 30 years ago, I met Linda Napolitano. She was very attractive. Well, she was then, let us say. And I could see, she could tell all sorts of stories. Men, if she came into a room, there'd be quite a lot of men who would never take their eyes off her and would do anything she asked, anything she said. And she, her choice was to be a drama queen. And it wasn't just being abducted by aliens. She later came out with a story, which I don't believe a word of, that on the day of 9/11, on September 11th, 2001, she had arranged to go for an interview on the, 42nd floor of the World Trade Center building. I think it was the North Tower rather than the South Tower. For some banking position as a secretary. And she had arrived at the building pretty well at the time the plane struck. And she managed to escape. She gave huge details of running across broken glass and rubble and seeing bodies. And by the skin of her teeth, she got out of the building. And she wasn't killed, like so many other people on 9/11. This, again, I think, was the drama queen's made-up adventure. You know, she had a whole series of adventures. Like, she was always being chased by men or by aliens or one thing or another. And Bud Hopkins was well aware of this. I think on... if you look on YouTube, I don't know if they're still on here now, there's some video clip from years ago. Bud Hopkins is taking a call from Linda about some new abduction or something of this kind. And Bud Hopkins is sort of saying to the person who's filming his end of the call, that's not true. She doesn't believe a word, and he's sort of laughing, but it's there. This is how it all was.
So all these people are just trying to profiteer from the connection with the UFO mystery, UFO abductions, UFO creatures?
Well, I think some are, besides that, are becoming gurus or ufology superstars. Some of the abductees who various people like Hopkins had hypnotized, and they were their subjects. So some of them were just loving the attention and possibly believed in it because, you know, what had happened to them had been revealed under regression hypnosis. And I think they believed it. I think quite a number of them definitely did.
That gets to the main argument, of course, about the process of hypnotic regression, whether it's reliable or not. And, of course, we know that Kevin Randall was co-author of a book where he says it's just not very reliable, and I've been very skeptical of it. Now, of course, the ease with which if someone's being hypnotized, they can be manipulated because you're in a highly suggestible state. This is why they use them for entertainment. You give somebody a wacky hypnotic suggestion, a post-hypnotic suggestion. When you wake up, you're going to raise your right hand and say, I pledge allegiance to the Martians or some silly thing like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll do it, of course. We're going to do a lot of things, too, because we've got George Wingfield, who will also hang around for the After the Paracast podcast. So much more to come with Gene, Tim, George. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So the point you're making here is that Bud Hawkins didn't believe the main character of a book of which he sold lots of copies.
Well, it wasn't so much as believing or not believing. It's he had this wonderful drama in installments. It was like a soap opera going on. And he had this very attractive woman who was his number one subject. He had various other women as well. I think Bud liked to have a bit of a harem going at all times. And this was wonderful. You know, the leading guru invited to UFO conferences everywhere and seen as a superstar in exploring this new extraordinary thing which so many people believed in, alien abduction. And I think at the same time, I'm going back to going back about 20 years here, at the same time various polls in the US showed that something like 55% of the population believed that we were being visited by aliens from outer space. And yeah, you know, lots of people said, yes, I'm sure there's something going on. I'm sure the government, all sorts of people interviewed, I'm sure the government is knows about this and is keeping it from us. And this was, you know, he was just, he was a superstar, Bud. I liked Bud very much as well. And I remember the first time I met him was at some UFO conference in Lincoln, Nebraska. And that was the first time I ever met him. And I was speaker at that. And I chatted with Bud afterwards. And I said, Bud, I've got a nice bottle of scotch up in my room. Why don't you come up and help me drink it? And we can talk about all your abductions and what's going on. Well, Bud did just that. And he brought with him quite a number of his subjects. He had at least three girls who were hypnotic regression subjects of his who said they'd been abducted. And I remember sitting up in the room in this hotel, and it got very late at night, and the bottle was nearly empty. And I said, hey, Bud, I think we ought to pull a close for this, because I've no doubt there are some little aliens sitting up there in their flying saucers on the roof who are waiting for these ladies, and we ought to call it a day. And one of the abductees then burst into a flood of tears that I've been so disbelieving and cynical about her unfortunate predicament. And this was before the Linda Cortelli, Linda Napolitano saga. And I do remember that the next day we all went back, and I think I flew back on the same plane, sat next to Bud, and I was saying, is this real? Do you believe these abductions are actually happening and these aliens are taking these women? And Bud said to me, he looked in the eye and said, yes, I do. And I'll tell you a very good reason for believing this, because just in the last few months, I have this woman who I've interviewed extensively, and I've had her regressed, and she has been abducted from her apartment building in New York City a number of times, and I'm going to tell more and make it public. And I have the backing of people in MUFON, and this is the real deal. And that, of course, was the Linda Napolitano case, which I hadn't heard a thing about before that. And that's what happened. And when he was just about to publish his first book, not the book about Linda Napolitano, I forget the name of his first book, Whitley Strieber suddenly arrived in New York and said, look, can you hold off? Because I'm publishing my book, and I'd like to meet the subject of your book, who is called Debbie Jordan. I think her name has changed now. And so Bud reluctantly agreed to postpone his publication for a few months, and that's when Whitley Strieber published Communion. And they weren't exactly friends, because Bug thought Whitley was trying to get in on the act, and Whitley thought that Bud is being mean by not introducing me to the various abductees who he controlled, if you like.
Now, I remember in terms of Bud Hopkins, a long conversation with him, and I think it was about Whitley Strieber. This goes back, what, to the early 90s or something like that. But also, Bud Hopkins and my old friend Jim Moseley were not exactly friends. So Jim would tell me one instance where he saw Bud Hopkins at a convention, and when Bud saw Jim, the middle finger went up in the usual way.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that, certainly.
So let's get back to that. Okay, I want to separate some of this stuff here. Okay.
Okay.
So Whitley Strieber made it all up based on what you tell me, what you heard from his late wife. Bud Hopkins, he seemed to have believed a lot of this, right?
Bud Hopkins, well, he said he did. Yeah, he said he did. And he said, I've never had any experience of aliens directly myself. But there are all these women, and they tell me these stories. They tell me what's happened to them, and under aggression, they say they are being taken into UFOs and all sorts of things being done, medical examination and sometimes impregnation, things of this kind. And he at least said he believed. He said he believed what they were telling him. And for that matter, it's not really so much as what a person believes or even what a person says they believe. Because I've been in the same place with Stan Friedman. And, you know, talking to him, I said, Stan, do you really believe that? And he always approached it from a sort of intellectual point of view, what he was telling us. He wouldn't reply directly as to whether he believed what he was telling us about aliens from Zeta Reticuli or anything of this kind. He'd sort of put it back at me and say, well, this is what I've been told, this is what I've seen. Here we have the evidence from Betty Hill, who under aggression has come up with this star map, and so on and so on.
And by the way, we'll get into much more of this. We're really cruising around a lot of areas here, and a lot more to come with George, Sheen, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update. New this Sunday, a critical situation unfolding as Israel's war on Hamas continues. While Israeli soldiers have been killed in battle, word now the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza is reportedly out of service. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, say terrorists have been operating in tunnels underneath these medical facilities. The war starting as a result of the terrorist attack back on October 7th, where Hamas slaughtered 1,200 Jews at a music festival and at various kibbutzes, setting homes on fire. approximately 240 people, mostly Israelis, kidnapped. The president of France, Emmanuel Macron, calling for a ceasefire.
I think this is the only solution we have.
Pro-Palestinian rallies being held around the world this weekend, with one held outside the home of President Biden in Delaware. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So when it comes to Bud Hopkins, it sounds to me like he was accepting of it, but not 100% from what you tell me.
Yes, yes, I would say that. I mean, he was in the same position as many other researchers, like Izzy, for instance, who was saying, you know, I'm being told all of this by Linda Howe, and, you know, she's saying this is all real. It's the aliens are doing this. And he wouldn't say, I don't disbelieve it. He would say, no, we have to consider this. We have to consider this. This is extraordinary. What is going on is extraordinary. It's a great mystery. And I, you know, there are various possibilities, but it seemed back then in the 90s that Linda was the leading explainer, the leading ufologist at explaining what was happening with the mutilations. Similarly with alien abductions. But Hopkins was saying, this is what it appears to be. This, we must accept what these people are telling us.
Tim?
What about David Jacobs? He has some really good credentials, but from the books that I've read, that he's written, you know, he seems to be a little naive, I suppose, on the subject. Maybe that's not the best word, but I mean, he's very accepting on a lot of the stories that he's been told and that he's uncovered, to the point where I think that his last book, I mean, he was fearing an entire takeover of the planet by hybrids.
I believe that's right. I believe David Jacobs is a an absolute believer in this respect. Doesn't mean to say he's right. But another interesting one, if we're talking about abductions, is John Mack, the late John Mack.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, he was a professor at Harvard, and he did a lot of research into the alien abduction subject and talked to many abductees, usually women. And he told people, he said, well, you know, I've spent hours listening to what so-and-so, the subject has told me about being abducted by aliens. And judging by all the criteria which are available, it sounds as if she's telling the truth. And John Mack was, you may think I'm cynical for expressing doubt in some of these testimonies and things about alien abduction, but John Mack was certainly not cynical, and he would say, well, I can't see any reason for not accepting. I can't see any reason for not accepting what this person is telling us.
But you have somebody like John Mack, who, I mean, you know, this guy, he was no slouch. And he ended up being very accepting of the stories that he heard. So, in your own opinion, I mean, what do you think is going on that makes somebody like John Mack become a believer, but at least become accepting that he thinks that these people are telling the truth as they see what has happened to them?
Well, it all comes back to this matter of truth. And I think we're here, really, we're no longer talking about ufology or UFOs or even aliens. We're talking about psychiatry and psychology and what's going on in these people's heads. And they may think it's the truth. They may think this is what's happening to my life. They may put all the blame for the, the terrible things they have to endure. They may put it on the aliens, but this is all in their heads. I don't think anything physical is happening. I don't think these subjects, these alleged abductees, are actually physically being taken into alien spaceships or anything. I think this is in another realm, which is basically only in their heads.
I want to ask you something here. In their heads, does that mean that they are internally making it all up or having some kind of collective experience?
I think, I wouldn't say they're making it all up. I mean, this is a subconscious thing. Let's look at it like this. A lot of people dream. A lot of people have very vivid dreams, and some have recurring dreams. And I think some people, when these recurring dreams seem very real to them, they almost intentionally sort of encourage it, and they go further, and they get stuck in a sort of loop here. And I think various alien abductees are in this place. This is all happening in their heads, usually in their subconscious. And a lot of this may be, what they dreamed, dreamed the previous night. It may not be immediately clear to them what they did dream. They may not be able to recall it except under hypnosis.
Yes, but it may be fair to say also that some of these people are very seriously affected by it one way or another. Some suggest it's a very traumatic experience. I've met people like that who claim to have this experience. Others claim that they've gotten messages from ET or some higher being, and they now have to exhort or evangelize the message of peace and love.
Sure. I've heard that too, yeah. But this is not really too much different from seances and contact with discarnate spirits and things of this kind, the seance room, and messages from beyond. This is just messages from aliens. Maybe we should stop thinking of aliens as being actual, real, physical, living creatures. Maybe we should think of them as being some kind of discarnate entity, if that means anything, who is only contactable through one's subconscious. You talked about who's the guy from David Jacobs, and I talked to him too, and he had a number of subjects he was in contact with, including some woman in England, and they had, this is before the days of Zoom, so I think they had long sessions on the telephone, and she was telling him, I've been approached by alien hybrids, and he always wanted to know more, and then he gave her advice on what to do. The whole thing ended in some awful scandal, and she said that Jacobs was a fraud, and I can't remember what the accusations were, but this went on for a time in the UFO press.
I can give you some background on that, George, in the next segment. We've got George, Tim, and Gene, you're in.
The Pericast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Pericast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Pericast. After the Pericast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Pericast Plus. With After the Pericast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Pericast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Pericast guests. With Pericast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Pericast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is me, the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
The person you're talking about is not from the UK. She is from New Zealand. Okay. And she claimed to have been in contact and to have been sexually attacked by extraterrestrials. And this got to be pretty crazy. And I think Jacobs should not have agreed to work with her. But both Jacobs and Hopkins receive voluminous amounts of paper material from her. And Jacobs tried, I think it was Skype actually, with which he tried to communicate with her during these sessions. And none of it ever made sense to me. So I have the kind of opinion here that Jacobs maybe felt he can get to the bottom of something, was helping this woman who was clearly distressed, but she also probably had some experiences, but I don't think they were ET related. And the problem is here is that I felt bad for her, but she made it really like a mission of hers to bring down David Jacobs, complain to his employer and everything. And then when she presented so-called transcripts of their sessions to attack him, she omitted stuff that would clearly demonstrate that Jacobs probably had done nothing wrong, except, of course, for making the decision to deal with her anyway. I know we had some experience with this in our Paracast forums where it got crazy. You had this group of people who became her fanboys, and they went for everything she said. And others who thought that she's wacky and let's believe Jacobs. I try to have a middle ground to respect everybody's position and see what really happened. And that didn't work with some of these people. They attacked me online. It was a rather dreadful encounter where they attacked me online. They tried to hack me. They tried to damage my reputation with the apartment complex where I lived, where they harassed the leasing agent. It all stemmed from that. I won't get into it all, but listeners of the Paracast know what's going on here. But as far as David Jacobs, my impression, correctly if I'm wrong, George, is that he maintained, based on his hypnotic sessions with these people, that E.T. was trying to create a race of hybrids in order take us over quietly. You know, they'd infiltrate government positions. We'd wake up one day and E.T. was in control. Now, as a practical matter, I don't believe a word of it, except I think as bad as the world is today, the shape it's in, all the things that are going on, E.T. taking over may not seem so bad.
Well, I like that version. I did talk to David Jacobs once. This is before this big row blew up about this woman. I gathered he was in contact with a woman, whether it was this one or another one, in England, and she said she had been attacked by alien hybrids. And I said, oh, where did she find these alien hybrids? And it turned out that she went into some sleazy bar somewhere in London and had on more than one occasion been approached by some horrible man, who tried to get off with her. And I think Jacobs always said, oh, that's it. That must have been an alien hybrid. They look exactly like humans. You wouldn't know them apart. And he encouraged her in the belief that these were alien hybrids. And he didn't tell her to sort of stop or don't go to that bar or go somewhere else. He sort of gave her advice as to how to play it. And I think this is probably what got him into trouble in the long run. Because I think these are just sleazy men who she found in certain bars.
A woman has the right to go to a sleazy bar and get on with someone, just as a man does. Go to a sleazy
Absolutely.
Bar.
I'm sure involved. They have a right, but they may get in trouble.
Yes, they might in many ways that we can't even conceive of here because this is a family show. But at the same time, Jacob's taking seriously that this is an indication that E.T.'s up to no good makes little sense. Also, obviously, a lot of this information would come to him in the form of hypnotic regression. So his last appearance several years ago on the Paracast with Chris O'Brien and myself, I asked him, when you talk to these people, do you make sure when you interview them under hypnosis that you don't ask leading questions? The danger you're suggesting to somebody, what the outcome might be. He became a little uppity over that and said, there are no leading questions. I thought before then he was a serious guy trying to do serious work. But now he comes up with this, and I kind of lost all respect for him as a result.
Yeah. Well, just to wrap up this bit about alien abduction, I did write a piece which runs to several pages, which I was going to send to the Paracast about my first introduction to the alien abduction subject and various people who claim to have been abducted. I was reluctant to post it in the past because there were names involved, but I think I can do that now. And, of course, it does mention Bud Hopkins, and it mentions Whitley Strieber, and I think it's quite an amusing piece, so I'll let you have that.
What I'd like to do with it, George, is to make it into a guest editorial in our weekly newsletter. That way it goes to people not just in the forums, but to separate subscribers. And then if one of those people sues us, I could just tell them, guys, I welcome the publicity. I do not have a lawyer. I cannot afford a lawyer. But if you put me in that position, I'm sure that we have listeners who are lawyers and would be happy to defend us. At least I hope. That might be my dream, of course. Where do you go from here? What do you have coming up next, George?
I don't have an awful lot, but I did do a little book called UFO in the Wooden Book series. I did that, I can't remember, about 10 or 15 years ago. And it's time to renew it. So I'm going to, John Martineau of Wooden Books is my publisher, and he's asked me to do an update on that. So I'm going to put some interesting new things in. And I don't wish to sound totally cynical and totally skeptical of everything. I think it's a fascinating subject. And as Dave Marlett said to me, we all have our views on what's real and what isn't real. But the whole thing, the whole subject is a wonderful sort of wonderland which we can all enjoy, whether we believe the aliens are abducting us or invading Earth or not. It's totally fascinating. Dave Marlar was on your show before in the tribute to Izzy.
He's been on several times, yes. We're always happy to have him. But it's good to have different viewpoints to talk about here. George, for listeners who want to know more about what you do you have a website or somewhere they can check you out?
No, I don't. But you can tell them to read my book, which is called the Rendlesham Forest UFO Mystery, and Project Honey Badger. I think it's selling quite well in America, and I was delighted to wander into some bookshop I'd never visited before in Arkansas just a few days ago, and there was my book on the shelf. So this is all quite encouraging.
Sounds like it to me, too. I've always enjoyed the rare occasions where I saw one of my books on the shelf. This goes back quite a few years. You can find us, by the way, on X, formerly Twitter, on Facebook, and on Threads as the Paracast. Parenthetically, I was thinking here, now that we have Twitter now called X, maybe Facebook would change their name to Y.
Yeah, that's nice.
You can find branded merchandise of the Paracast at theparacast.shop or theparacast.store. We got both of them. Give you different places, four logos to choose from. We also offer the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus. It's a streaming version where we give you the show without the network ads, with higher quality audio, and the exclusive bonus after the Paracast podcast, where sometimes we continue discussions, like George Wingfield will be hanging out with us on After the Paracast, where it is uncensored, and you never know what's going to happen next. We have the lowest subscription rates ever now. Check it out. TheParacast.plus, TheParacast.plus. I'm glad we finally got connected after all this time. George Wingfield, thank you for joining us on The Paracast.
Thanks, Gene. See you on The Plus.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.